Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. Today, we're diving into something super important. Relationships. Ever feel like your connections are a roller coaster of epic highs and brutal lows? Like one minute you're best buds and the next, crickets. Yeah, I get it. Relationships can be tough, but guess what? Stoicism has some serious wisdom to help us navigate them with grace, strength, and maybe even a little humor. We all want healthy, fulfilling relationships, right? But let's be honest, life throws curveballs. Stress, misunderstandings, disagreements, they happen. That's where Stoicism steps in like the ultimate relationship therapist, helping us stay grounded, resilient, and focused on what truly matters. So, how can we use this ancient philosophy to level up our relationships? Let me break it down for you with 5 key takeaways that are going to change the game. 1. Control your inner world. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control: our thoughts, emotions, and actions. Ever notice how drama unfolds when someone lets their ego run wild? By taking a deep breath, practicing mindfulness, and choosing reactions over impulsive responses, you become the calm in the storm. 2. Practice empathy. Seriously, put yourself in their shoes. Stoicism encourages us to understand others' perspectives, even if we don't agree. It's like this mental teleportation that helps us build bridges instead of walls. Try saying, "I see your point," or "help me understand." You might be surprised at how much it smooths things over. 3. Embrace differences. You know that saying, opposites attract. Well, Stoicism reminds us that diversity makes life richer. Embrace those differences, learn from them, and celebrate what makes each person unique. Think of it like a delicious spice blend. You need different flavors to create something truly amazing. 4. Communicate with clarity. Ever feel like you're speaking 2 different languages? Stoicism values clear, honest communication. Express your needs and feelings directly, but respectfully. And listen actively. Really hear what the other person is saying, even if it's tough to digest. It's all about creating a space where both voices are heard and valued. 5. Forgive and let go. Holding on to grudges is like carrying around a heavy backpack. It weighs you down. Stoicism teaches us the power of forgiveness, not just for the other person, but also for ourselves. Letting go of resentment frees up space for love, growth, and deeper connections. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine your best friend forgets your birthday. Ouch, right? It's easy to feel hurt, angry, even abandoned. But here's where Stoicism comes in. Control your inner world. Instead of spiraling into negativity, take a deep breath and remind yourself that the forgetfulness probably isn't intentional. Maybe they are stressed, overwhelmed, or simply clueless. Practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Maybe they've been going through something difficult. Could there be an underlying reason for their lapse? Communicate with clarity. Talk to them about how you felt. Be honest and direct, but avoid blaming language. Something like, "Hey, I was a little hurt that you forgot my birthday. It would mean a lot to me if you remember next time." By approaching the situation with understanding and open communication, you're more likely to strengthen your bond rather than fracture it. So there you have it. 5 powerful ways to use Stoicism to improve your relationships. Remember, healthy connections are built on trust, empathy, and a willingness to grow together. By embracing these principles, you can create a more fulfilling and meaningful life, one relationship at a time. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to apply Stoicism in your relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and shared wisdom together. And remember, keep building that Stoic core, because life is way more fun when we face it with strength, resilience, and a whole lot of grace. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.